A man, if he needed a new suit, if he bought one and it had three pieces to it, what would those pieces probably be? A man's three-piece suit would include what?
The pants, the coat, and the vest.
Okay. And if he had just been out and purchased this, he might say, "I have blanked my coat."
Bought me a suit.
Okay. And if he was talking about whether it was really the size that it should be, he might say, "This coat blanks me well."
This coat fits me well.
Okay. Sometimes a man thinks that when they get married, they have to have a special something, like a woman would have a wedding dress. The man would have what?
A tuxedo.
If he wasn't that formal, he would have a
new suit.
Okay, very good. Sometimes if we have pockets in our clothes, like a pair of slacks or a man's pants, and the pockets don't go down exactly right, they sort of stick out or turn over. You might say there's a what in the pants or the pocket, if it sort of sticks out.
Like saying about the pocket?
Uh-huh. Or about how it looks.
Well, does that look funny looking?
Okay. Matt, you say it was a bulge?
Yes, a bulge.
Okay. If you had something that you washed and it grew up because you washed it, you might say the collar, it got smaller. Can you think of anything else that you would say there?
I'd say it grew up.
Okay, if you didn't say grew up, Matt, you say it shrunk.
Shrunk.
Okay. We have a place that we put our coins or our money. We call this our
billfold.
All right. If a woman had one and she put the billfold in something else, she might say that was her
pocketbook.
Okay. Or think of another name besides pocketbook. Purse?
Yeah, purse.
Okay. Something that women wear on the arm, not a watch, but
bracelets.
And men, particularly in days gone by, they might not wear a belt, but they wore something else to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
And when it rains, what do we use to keep the rain off?
An umbrella.
And when we make up the beds in the morning, we put the sheets on and then the blanket and then the thing on top.
We usually put a spread on the top of the bed.
And then we have something that we use under our head to elevate our head.
We usually use a pillow.
Okay. And after we put the sheet on, then we have something else that's for cover in the wintertime. And what would we call that?
A quilt.
Okay. If you have just more company than you know what to do with, and you don't have enough beds for them all, you might say, "I'll make you a
pallet."
Okay. And down here in the valley, near the river, some land that is